Have you ever wondered what was going on between the ears of your crush? Ever wondered where things are going with the guy you're dating? Are you dissatisfied with your love life? Are you happily attached but still want to improve things? If so, you have come to the right place. I am proud to share with you that your search is over. You are now listening to
What Is He Thinking?
What is he thinking?
What is he thinking?
The Dating and Relationship Podcast for the benefit of women from the perspective of men. And now, without further ado, your host, Alexander B. Stevens.
You are now listening to the Authentic Male Perspective on Dating and Relationships.
Season 2, Episode 10, Episode 32 overall. Let's get it.
What's going on? This is Alexander B. Stevens, Sr., the first.
Host of your favorite podcast, the What Is He Thinking podcast. If you're checking us out on YouTube, make sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and share the video with a friend. Oh yeah, after you subscribe to the channel, hit that notification bell so you know when the next episode drops. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or somewhere else like that, make sure to share the episode as well. Oh yeah, and if you have a moment, go to the Apple Podcast What Is He Thinking homepage and leave us a 5-star review. Today we're going to do something that we haven't done in over half a year. We're going to have an Ask Alex episode. But this Ask Alex episode is not going to be like the previous. I'm going to bring on a guest and get some help with these questions. So you, the listener, can be assured that you have the most thorough answer possible. The guest that I'm bringing on is a voice you have heard before. This is his second time on the show. I'd like everyone to welcome Mr. Jay Taylor. How are you doing, sir?
Good, good. Appreciate you having me on, Alexander. It's good to be back.
Yes, sir. Good to have you back here in the brand new year. So, ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to talk about no one specific topic. We're going to do a little question answer. This is an Ask Alex episode. But instead of Ask Alex, you also have JT. So we're asking Jay Taylor and Alex these questions you have sent in to me over the past year. Time to catch up on these questions. So let's go on ahead and jump right into it. Question number one.
Girl, you better ask Alex. Why is it taboo for a woman to not be overly affectionate?
Why is it taboo for a woman to not be affectionate? Well, in my opinion, I think it's taboo because men basically are trained directly and indirectly to be kind of anti-emotional, anti-soft, kind of not that affectionate. We're kind of raised this way from birth. But deep down, in reality, most of us are or wish we could be emotional and affectionate, or at least we wish we could be more emotional and more affectionate than society, our friends, and our family allows us to be. At least we feel this way some of the time. Affection, emotion kind of go hand in hand for most people. So anyway, when a man's dealing with a woman, one of the number one benefits of dealing with a woman romantically is the ability to show his emotional slash affectionate side, to show a side of himself that he can't show to anybody else, basically, period. He gets to show a side of himself that us men, we spend 99% of our lives suppressing. Affection and emotion are the largest portion of that 1% that we only get to express in a romantic relationship. Well, I guess you could express some of that with your kids, but you guys know what I mean. Anyway, so when we're romantically dealing with a woman, if we're dealing with a woman that's not affectionate, it's taken away one of our largest reasons we have for dealing with a woman on an exclusive, serious level in the first place. Why? Because we won't be made comfortable to reveal the side of ourselves that we're already uncomfortable revealing in the first place. We won't be able to be our full self. Instead of coming home and taking off our armor, taking it off for a bit, we always got to be Mr. Tough, Mr. Non-emotional, and never have a break. We can never exhale. Why? Because a woman being affectionate towards us helps us feel like we can take our armor off and helps us tap into our emotions. But if she's not affectionate, then we can't do that. And I don't know, another reason, I guess, non-affectionate women are assumed to be non-sexual, assumed to be asexual. And no man really wants to deal with a woman that is not, or it seems as if, she's not interested in bedroom activity. So you got that. And I don't know, the last thing I can think of is most straight men that want a serious romantic relationship are looking for a compliment, looking for someone that has certain differences that benefit them, spice up life, or subconsciously makes them feel better. They're looking for, they say, their better half, you know, the yin and the yang. Men don't want to date themselves in a wig. You know what I mean? Women don't want to date their twin in a beard either, typically. So romantically dealing with a non-affectionate woman is like dealing with a man. Being non-affectionate, like many other traditionally male traits, does not romantically or sexually interest the straight masculine about their business man. So for these three reasons above, or these three reasons I just spoke of, in my opinion, that's why it's kind of taboo for a woman not to be affectionate. What do you think about that, Jay Taylor?
Yes, I think you made some valid points. The only thing I would add to that is like understanding we're speaking in generalities, right? There's always going to be those guys who are more affectionate, women who are less so. Like you said, I mean, I think that compliment thing holds true, whatever your strengths and weaknesses, your gaps, helping somebody else kind of fills those things. But I would tend to agree with you. I think that society or whatever it is raises men or suggest to men that, yo, you should be tough and, like you said, not really express emotion and everything. And so we do look to women to be kind of that barometer for us and everything. And so, yeah, I think most men would want to have a woman who is more affectionate than they are. So for a woman to, like, not be affectionate may give you some pause because, again, it doesn't give you that either affirmation or confirmation that, like, this person is into you, right? And I think we look to that as signs of, like, okay, there's mutual interest here. But I think it goes a little further than that. If a woman is not necessarily affectionate, she may have to work on other ways of showing affection to her partner, to her boyfriend, to her marriage mate. So again, it's things you have to talk about, right? Different people raise different ways. You just got to be open and have the line of communication.
Yep. I hear you on that. Makes sense to me. In your opinion, do you think it's a kind of a turnoff or taboo for a woman to not really be all that affectionate, not be stereotypically affectionate like the average woman, or what?
So I think it's levels to it, right? Like, I'm not necessarily the biggest touchy-feely person myself. So I think I see both extremes, and I don't like to deal in extremes, right? I'm kind of like a moderate in the middle type person. I wouldn't want someone who's like cold and austere or anything. Hands off, don't touch me kind of awkwardness. But then on the flip side, I couldn't be with a woman who's like all up underneath me and clingy, right? So I don't want that overt affection like that either. So again, I think it's balancing and figuring out like what works for you. But yeah, somewhere in the middle is ideal.
I hear you on that. It's all about moderation, that's what they say. When it comes to your diet, I guess it kind of applies to many aspects of life. Anyway, let's go ahead and move on to question number two.
Girl, you better ask Alex. Why is it so hard for some men to express their self emotionally?
Why do you think it's difficult for some men to express themselves emotionally?
All right. I think we kind of touched on it in the previous question when it comes to affection. The same thing applies to emotions. A lot of guys are raised to kind of push down their emotional response. It's this drive to like be logical, make these decisions based on your mind, not your heart kind of situation. And so that just gets reinforced when you go to school and you're playing around other kids, whether you're a teenager and then going out into the workforce as an adult, your emotions don't matter as much as a guy. And so the world tells you that's not important. How you feel doesn't matter, right? Just get the job done. So I think for a lot of guys, there is a struggle there. I think the further we've gotten, the more we recognize like, hey, it's important, like men have feelings too. And it's important for us to share stuff and talk through things and all. But I still think there's this kind of more general idea that we're not going to be as emotionally forward. And maybe that's a negative thing, who knows? But I think that makes it difficult for men to talk about things and seen as kind of weak or less than the status quo of what manly is.
Yep. It's about getting the job done. I hear you on that. I guess what I would say about this question is kind of piggybacking on what you said is nobody cares about a man's emotions. Maybe his mama might care. Maybe his wife cares sometimes. Nobody else on planet Earth gives a flying, we're going to keep it PG-13. A guy is hurt, his fault. Shouldn't have allowed it to happen. Guy's feeling depressed, who cares? Produce or you will be replaced.
Yeah.
Guy's insecure, suffering from self-doubt. What a coward. He can't handle life. He can't lead. Get away from him. Guy is nervous. He can't handle a real woman. I ain't gonna help him be a man. I'd rather spend time with Backhand Bobby, the bad boy. He has confidence and that's sexy. Guy is sad. What a soft punk. All that size and muscle and he's crying on my shoulder like my nephew. Who's gonna console me if I gotta console him? Hashtag friend zone. So if all the statements I just said are the truth, if everything I just said is how it goes for most people, why exactly would a guy be emotional again? What's his motivation? What does he get out of it? As a man, everything non-positive is your fault, no matter if it really is your fault or not. No one is eager to help you as a man either. Fix it, get over it, produce, perform, or you might as well not exist, is what the world says to most men most of the time, and how men are treated in the dating market. So, in my opinion, this is why men are the way they are. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think you made some really good points, especially there at the beginning, because I think we've all heard those kind of things, right? Maybe not about us, but we've been around women who may say that thing about men in passing or about guys that they're dating or whatever. And so I think that's important for listeners to pick up on. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, hey, I want this man to be emotionally available and be open with me, but then at the same time, judge when that happens, right? I think it takes a very emotionally mature man to do that. And it takes an emotionally mature woman to be able to accept that and understand like, okay, we're both being adults here and being vulnerable. We can be honest with each other about our emotions and how we feel. But I think for a lot of guys, it's going to take a long time to get to that point because burn me once, like I'm not getting burned again, right? You're not going to put your feelings out there and stuff for somebody just trample over them. So if women really truly desire a man to be emotional and be forthcoming with that, they also have to be receptive.
Exactly. Men aren't going to do anything that doesn't benefit them romantically or professionally when it comes to making money or taking care of themselves. If there's no benefit or the benefit doesn't outweigh the risk, guy's not going to do it. He's not going to show that side of himself. Anyway, enough talking about emotions. We're men here. You know what I'm saying? We all crying up and talk about emotions, whining. The world doesn't care about that. So let's pull up our bootstraps and let's get focused here. So I got a question here. And I feel like the answer is kind of obvious from our male perspective, but not so obvious to women. And that's what this podcast is all about. So let's go ahead and get into it. Question number three.
Girl, you better ask Alex. So had a quick conversation the other day with one of my homeboys. He just turned 43 and prefers to date women who are in their late 20s and 30s. Cool, right? I mean, I guess preferences are certainly allowed. But why is it that men in their 40s do not date women who are at a similar age or women who are older? Is it because of looks? They may have kids, they don't feel like they're spontaneous, or just don't have that youthfulness to them. Alex, please be kind enough to enlighten me.
Yes, I am kind enough to enlighten you. But I'm going to hand the floor over to Jay Taylor first, and we can listen to what he has to say. So why do older men date younger women? Why don't they date women their own age or women that are even slightly older?
Yeah, this is a great question. I think I'm going to take a page out of your book, Alexander, and give like a bulleted list. I think there are kind of three primary reasons. One being the very simple fact of this man may still want to have a family. And realistic concern is woman's age and her ability to have children, right? So if you're looking to have a kid or multiple kids, like if you're in your 40s, somebody who's also in their 40s, that may be done for them, or they may be a high risk and they have that one. So yeah, you would date younger because then that extends that window of opportunity for you to like grow a family. So that could be one reason. The second one could be a little less honorable, so to speak, because it may be a situation where that man may not be mature, right? They may not have the skill set and the maturity to be able to engage with women their age and be on that same level. So yeah, they'll cater toward younger, more naive, impressionable women. I think that definitely could be a case. And then I think the caller kind of brought it in on the question. It could be that youthful spontaneity. It could be trying to find what nowadays is kind of more needle in the haystack, where somebody does not already have children or something, right? So if you're looking for an unattached person, you might have to go younger because the majority of people who are older have either gone through having families or maybe divorced or baby daddies, that kind of thing. So that could be a real concern for somebody who's like trying to look for just kind of a clean, open start. The youthful spontaneity, yeah, but that's also something that is a choice. I think as you get older and you recognize like, hey, certain things are more important, that's fair. But also you make a choice whether or not you want to be spontaneous and kind of go with the flow and all. It doesn't matter if you're 65 or if you're 25. So those are things that I think age shouldn't have to impact. But we know like there were things that we would have done in our 20s that you get older in your 30s, you're like, kind of think twice about it. But yeah, that could definitely be a reason. So I think those are kind of some top three.
Okay, good stuff. Yeah, some of your reasons are some of the things I was going to say. But you know, they call me Alexander Bullet List Stevens. That's what the B stands for. So let's go ahead and get these bullets out. Disclaimer, as if you didn't already know, this podcast is about the men telling the truth, not men trying to be nice or politically correct. We actually want to tell you the truth. So why do a man in his early 40s, why would he date a woman in his 20s? Well, because the best looking women are in their 20s. Of course, there are exceptions, but the 25-year-old woman is pretty universally known as the most attractive age of a woman. Sexual attraction is more visual for men than it is with women. So if a man has the money and experience to deal with the most attractive women in his area, why would he pass that up to deal with women his own age? Two, and this is something you mentioned, Mr. Taylor. If a man wants a family, if he wants multiple healthy kids, and he wants them inside a marriage, and he doesn't want to rush to marry somebody to get the kids in 9 months because somebody is knocking on Mother Nature's door, and you guys know what I mean when I say that, then he needs to marry somebody in their 20s as opposed to in their 40s. For example, a 28-year-old, he could date for 3, 4, 5 years before marrying to make sure she's the right one. And then after they get married, she still is highly fertile, and the odds of her having multiple healthy babies is still relatively high. But on the other hand, if he meets a 43-year-old woman, he's on a timer. The clock is ticking from the first date. He'll have to decide if he's willing to risk it all. Risk what he spent 20 years building financially and professionally on a woman he's known for 18 months or less. Then immediately start having kids with her before their first anniversary because menopause is around the corner. She's already in that range of higher risk pregnancy, so you also have that to factor in as well. So in my podcast episode, Why Do Men Marry? The number one reason is for legacy, is for kids. Since our society is less religious now than ever before, that's the main reason why a man would get married, is he wants to live in the same home as his kids and be able to impact them and raise them. So why would he marry a woman that he might not be able to have kids with? Or if he wants 3 or 4, she could only give him 1 or 2. So that's reason number two. Reason number three, and this is true for both men and women, but I'm going to talk about the women since this is about a man's dating choices. The older a woman gets, the more stubborn and stuck in her ways she gets. Most women, whether they consciously realize it or not, want a man who's a leader. They want a man's man. The less open-minded and more stubborn she is as a woman, the more difficult it will be for a man to lead her. So men subconsciously kind of know this. So why would they want to deal with a woman that is harder to lead
when they could deal with a younger woman who most likely would buck against them less frequently?
Number four, deal with a less 43-year-old would date a 30-year-old or a 20-something because she just in general has less baggage. And of course, these are assumptions. This whole podcast is built on generalities. So for you people that don't like generalities, you're listening to the wrong podcast. What I say is true 80 to 90% of the time. Yeah, that's 10% of the time. It might not be true, but I'm happy with the 90%. And you can hold closely and dearly to your 10% and see how that works for you. Anyway, reason number four. Without knowing someone at all, you kind of assume that a younger person has less baggage that a new husband or boyfriend would have to deal with than an older person. Of course, there's assumptions and there's exceptions, but typically the fewer years a woman's been in the dating market, so the fewer kids she has, the fewer major heartbreaks she's had to deal with other men, the fewer baby daddies, crazy exes, traumatic events, all of it is less the younger she is, on average. Of course, there are exceptions, but on average, deal with a younger woman with less baggage and scars, or deal with a woman in her mid-40s who's had her heart destroyed at least 4 times and probably has kids. And the last reason I'll talk about is something that the woman kind of answered in a question. You brought this up too, Jay, is the older man gets with the younger woman because, you know, they want to be around somebody to help them feel young again. The innocence, the optimism, the excitement, the enthusiasm, the creativity, and sometimes even the naivete of a 28-year-old can make certain things more fun than they would be with a woman his own age. Shoot, maybe a woman his own age would try to stop the activity before it even happened because she is his own age, you know what I mean? She would stop the fun before it had a chance to get fun. Some accomplished men in their 40s sacrificed fun when they were younger to build themselves up in order to get to where they are financially and personally when they are in their 40s. But since, you know, they sacrificed that fun in their 20s, they still haven't got it all out their system, you know what I mean? So some accomplished men, they kind of hate that they missed out on this fun, so hey, maybe dating a 28-year-old, I can relive a little bit of that and make up for the opportunities that I missed out on when I was young. If I date somebody my own age, then that's out the window and gone forever. So, 5 reasons why older men date younger women and not women their own age or older. What do you think about any of those 5 that I spoke on?
Yeah, I mean, I think you nailed it when you were like, listen, this podcast isn't for the weak at heart. Like, it stays honest. And I think that's a big one. I wasn't really thinking about that in terms of attractiveness and all that. And yeah, like you said, I mean, there are beautiful women at every age group, but we all know like the prototype for humans in general. I don't care if it's a male or a female, like in your 20s, prime of your life kind of situation, you may not be mentally mature yet, but physically. And again, men tend to look at physical traits as much as they do the internal stuff when you're kind of looking for a partner. So if you can find both, great. Why settle, right? So, I mean, that's part of it. I think also, if I was an older woman and recognizing that my dating pool is getting smaller, to me, I mean, I'm looking at what are my best odds. So if I've identified that there are men in my age group who are dating younger, cool. That means that you don't have to be worried about them because they're not looking at you anyway. So now you can focus on what's going to get you connected with the type of men who are interested in you.
Yeah, I hear you on that. And I haven't said this in any of my podcasts yet, but yeah, I definitely would suggest the older woman to date an even older man. Women should always be dating older anyway, in general, but the older she is, probably the older she should date because those men will look at her. She could be the young hot thing for a 55-year-old if she's 43. You know what I mean? She's not going to be the young hot thing for a 43-year-old because they're the same age.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Well, I think we exhausted that question, so it's time to move on. All right, well, this looks like a good place to stop for today. We will continue answering questions next episode. If anything we talked about today was confusing or you need a little bit more explanation, feel free to shoot me an email at whatizhethinking@gmail.com and we can talk about it a little bit more. Once again, if you're listening on YouTube, make sure to like, share, and subscribe. If you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or somewhere else, check out the YouTube page. Just search for What IZ He Thinking, and the first set of search results that you see are going to be a bunch of nonsense. Why? Because YouTube assumes you misspelled something, but you didn't misspell anything. So go above those set of search results, click on the proper spelling What IZ He Thinking, and then my page will pop right on up. On my YouTube page, you will find every single episode I've released and some additional content. So make sure to check us out. Well, that's all I have for you this episode. Hopefully you felt it was enlightening and enjoyable at the same time. Don't forget, you've been listening to The Authentic Male Perspective on Dating and Relationships. Alexander B. Stevens, out.
Well, that wraps up this episode of the podcast. Alexander B. thanks you for taking time out of your day to listen to what he has to say. Hopefully, you feel the information shared today has helped you get one step closer to understanding men and one step closer to the type of relationship you have always dreamed of. If this episode spoke to you or you indeed felt that it was helpful, please share it with your friends and followers on social media and text the link to the episode to your inner circle of friends. If you have a future topic suggestion or need any clarification about anything that was shared during this episode, feel free to email the show at whatishethinking@gmail.com or follow and DM the show on Instagram at whatishethinking_podcast. Be clear and concise with your message, and Mr. Stevens will do his best to accommodate you. Once again, we appreciate you lending us a listening ear, and we hope your tomorrow is better than your yesterday. Enjoy the rest of your week. The podcast that is here to help you win with men, signing off. Until we speak again.